Should I start?
Yeah. You're muted.
This is limited appeal. Come again? What? Come again. I don't know how to do it. This is limited appeal. Come again.
I like how that last one sounded like a threat.
Okay. This is limited appeal.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, I agree. Threats are good.
Okay. This is where we are re-releasing a previous episode. Well, I guess it would have to be previous. We are re-releasing an episode for you to enjoy again, or like cornflakes for the first time.
What?
Or not at all. I mean, in terms of enjoyment.
Yeah. You get to listen to it again. Again, if you want.
Come again.
Please. Or no. Well, here you go.
What if we did, like, rewind the tape, and then it goes a rewind into the thing, or no? Is that stupid?
Like the sound, the rewind sound?
Instead of, like, we have the DJ, which plays the tune, it's like, rewind the tape, and it goes.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. I don't know, just a different take on that regular thing that we do.
Sure. Okay, DJ, rewind the tape.
I also like that it's like, you know, old like we are, rewinding tape and shit.
Yeah.
What was before that? Oh, you just lift up the phonograph.
Right, needle, right.
Put it earlier. We should do that. And do that record sound. So.
Yep.
Although rewind would sound better, I guess. What was before records?
Tubes. Vinyl tubes.
I thought you were talking about internet tubes.
No.
What are vinyl tubes?
Well, before records were flat, they were cylinders, and they just called them cylinders. They were very awkward to keep and...
Very difficult to stack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
So you played the outside?
That's right.
How did this work? Yeah.
So the needle was on an arm, and it just kind of moved across the thing as the thing turned on the cylinder. So, and then they figured that, a flat disc is actually way easier to keep and to have lots of and to stack.
I was going to say, were the cylinders, could they play a lot longer?
I didn't really look in. They didn't really talk about playtime, like runtime on cylinders.
How big were these things?
They should have made them a Mobius strip, and they would have played forever.
Ah.
Yeah, or into another dimension, I guess.
Well, yeah. Into another dimension is a great... if you can manage that, that's the best.
I wonder why they didn't.
Curious.
I think from photos I remember, they were about the size of like a bowl, like the diameter of a regular kind of bowl.
Regular bowl.
Like a popcorn bowl?
Like a standard issue bowl.
Not a serving bowl, but the... consuming bowl, not a
individual,
like a cereal bowl.
Yes,
like the size of a fist.
Probably the size of a fist. Yeah,
two fists together. A double fisting bowl.
Is this all part of the intro?
My God.
This is probably going to launch into a whole other thing, but I feel like generative AI is now like fucking copying our shit. Like I read an article the other day that they were saying that, I can't remember which thing it was. I think it was one of the Google things or whatever, that it will, if you give it a completely made up idiom, it will come up with a sort of convincing meaning and backstory and history and everything for it. So the example that this article gave was, if you ask Google Gemini or whatever, what the phrase "you can't lick a badger twice" means, what the idiom means, it tells you a whole fucking backstory about it. And I'm like, I think that's our shit.
That's an urban legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's straight up lifting our shit. Well, that's all AI does, is lift shit and just gives it to somebody else.
But yeah. is that an expression?
No, it's not. That's why there's like a totally made up thing. It is not an expression, but it will tell you the meaning for it.
I swore I licked that same badger 5 times.
I thought you were saying you give it like a real one and it'll make up a story. But
totally made up ones, and it will give you a convincing, well, the article claimed a convincing story for what it means and what its history is. Fucking, that's our thing, isn't it? I think that's one of our things. I don't even know what we do, but I think that's one of the things that we do.
Making shit up is like one of our top things.
That's one of the things we do.
And leaving people with expectations disappointed. That's also our thing.
Yeah.
I think that's as good a slogan as "come again." Expectations disappointed.
That's probably about right.
Re-disappointed.
Re-disappointed. That's a word that I didn't know we needed, but we definitely need that. Re-disappointed.
Prepare yourself for some re-disappointment.
Or not. I mean, don't prepare yourself, but, you know. Also, don't prepare yourself.
Yeah, good. Like, prepare yourself, but who knows?
Yeah.
Don't even expect re-disappointment.
Right. You may be aiming too high.
I don't think we seek out to disappoint. We seek out to get people to stop expecting things so they can't be disappointed.
Even expecting disappointment is an expectation.
So is expecting not expecting something, really.
Right.
So we're re that.
Right, whatever that is.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
Well, we had no time to release to play the episode.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
We were gonna play you something, but yeah, we ran out of time.
All I can tell you is come again. Maybe next time.
Better luck next time.
That's the end of the show.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. To hear more, check out our website, limitedappeal.net, or on iTunes and MySpace.
And email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
In case you were expecting something, this is what you get.
Fuck you guys, I'm out of here.
All right. Well, we did something. That's good.
We did something.